Well, welcome to the online version of Ralphie's Thoughts, or the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't understand what's going on in the world, but I trust in the blessed hope that we have in Christ. But it's challenging out here, you know, and I was thinking, and I've been thinking a lot about the church, and I don't necessarily mean Bethel, but I do mean Bethel. The church is in a mess, and that's as simple as I can put it. I don't understand the church, especially Bethel, being in a wonderful, loving community with a development behind us and houses on our left and houses on our right. Down the road is another development, Jordan Pass, and we don't have the attendance, or we don't have visitors, and how can we grow the church? And I know it's not our responsibility to grow the church. God is the only one that can really grow the church, but that's one of the reasons that I started Holy Spirit School, to encourage us as people who attend Bethel to reach out and share the love of God and the hope that we have. You know, even Tallahassee, what a wonderful place this is. Every day I turn on the news and somebody's shot, somebody's killed, somebody got robbed, somebody got run over. It's a mess out there. Now, people say, well, preacher, don't get discouraged. Well, I'm not discouraged because I know God's still on the throne. But what is frustrating, or I don't understand, a church that's been in that community for since 1834, why we don't have more attendance. Now, in all fairness, COVID messed this up. We were doing fairly well, 25 kids in the youth group, you know, volunteers. In my humble opinion, that's why the mega churches are doing well. And they're full. I pass Tallahassee Calvary every Sunday coming to church, and they're full. Souls Port's full. But these mega churches got resources, and they hire people to do what volunteers used to do. So I wish I knew the answer. Now, if it's the preacher, we can always change preachers. If it's the congregation, don't know. We can't change the congregation, but we can encourage. There's something that we're not. We had all the tools and the resources. We got a church bus. We got a this and that. We got a wonderful music director. We got a wonderful. Anyhow, I'm rambling. Now, I'm not discouraged. But, you know, I keep saying that we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. So I guess I'm asking anybody within the sound of my voice, give me some understanding how we can change the direction of the church. And I'm not talking necessarily about Bethel, but I am talking about Bethel. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the United States in America, is in a mess. And we have the answers to life. Jesus said, I come to give you wisdom and grace and to give you eternal life. People don't need to be miserable. Now, faith is not an easy thing to do, and I realize that. But here we are. I'm moaning and groaning and don't understand. So we have in our Florida conference a lady by the name of Janet Earls, and her responsibility at the conference is congregational vitality. Now, I've worked with Janet and talked to Janet over the years, and so yesterday, I don't know why, the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. Call Janet and tell her what's going on and ask her what she thinks and if she can help. Well, I did that yesterday. Well, I don't know if she'll be able to give us any wisdom and grace, or do we need to do a fearless and moral inventory of ourselves and of the church? And, you know, I don't know. I'm just thinking. But I'm not discouraged, because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. But I can tell you this, when strength fails and we grow weary and discouraged, we need somebody to come alongside, to show us understanding, to cheer us up, to inspire us, to have the strength and the commitment to move on. Onward, Christian soldiers! When we pay bills, and then bills pile up, and money runs short, we need an encourager. When we become a single parent, and we have a lot of single parents, and the world seems to be against us, we need an encourager. When friends or family turn against us, guess what? We need an encourager. Our strength and our resolve weaken, and we pray, oh, for someone to come beside us and lift us up and comfort us. So encouragers help stir a renewed commitment and a renewed resolve. They inspire us with courage and hope, and encouragers bring a beautiful gift, often a spiritual gift, when they bring renewal through encouragement. One of the reasons that I decided to try to do the Holy Spirit School, because the helper, the Holy Spirit, the encourager, the one who comes alongside, is available to all of us. But sometimes we just gotta let him out from the four walls of the church. Now, I went to the altar last Sunday, and I always, not always, but in the last few months, I go to the altar when we sing Hallelujah to the Lord and pray that the Holy Spirit is welcome in this place. And last week, I prayed that the Holy Spirit would move beyond these four walls and touch somebody as they were either coming by or different things. And sometimes we got to be careful what we pray for, because we'll get it. And voila, during the Lord's Prayer, I heard a voice, strange voice. And as I looked up, I saw this man standing by the side door. Sure enough, the Lord brought us a visitor. And we ministered to him the best that we could. But then in ministering to him, we find that he's a very troubled human being. Now, I don't know exactly what is going on in his life. Travis and the girls and the women tried to minister to him while he was here. We gave him a welcome packet and all things, and we exchanged phone numbers and different things like that. And then I had a conversation with him in the middle of the week. And then now I haven't heard from him. I've called him back. I leave messages, and I haven't heard from him. So I don't know what's going on. And maybe it's not for me to know. Maybe we planted a seed that needed to be planted when, now believe it or not, this is what he told us. He has a General Motors truck, and on General Motors cars, they have what they call OnStar. And he was looking for a church that morning, and he said, OnStar, guide me to a church that has a service at 11 o'clock that is close to me. And voila, I was standing in the pulpit, and I saw this red truck go by, and he slowed down. And sometimes people just slow down, and they don't turn in. But it looked like he turned into the parking lot. And, now as it turned out, I know that he did. And I hope and pray that we planted a seed in his life. Now, the Bible says that we are to encourage one another. And Paul said, I planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. So, being that I'm not discouraged, I am encouraged that all we need to do is plant seeds. Share the love of God that we have here at Bethel with others. It even says in Ecclesiastes that two are better than one, because we can't really do it all by ourselves. And what it means is that when one falls down, the other is there to help them up. So, just pray, because one of God's promises for us that he'll fight for us, and God will comfort us, and he'll give us the encouragement. In James chapter 4, verse 10. It said, when you bow down before the Lord, admit your dependence on him and hear this church, and he will lift you up and give you honor. You see, God does not encourage the proud, but the humble. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher. Well, we have an awful lot of people on our prayer list. Dave Watson is having problems with his eyes. That's Linda Sassine's husband. And we have other people that just need a special touch from the Lord. They're all listed on our church bulletin, which you can just click on the tab there on the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers on the website. It'll take you to what we know about. But there's so many that need a touch. And we don't know who they are, what they are, but we offer a prayer of intercession. In other words, we can intercede for somebody. And the Spirit will give us the utterance when we don't really know what to pray for. So you don't need an 800 number. You don't need a preacher. You don't need a peak priest. You just say, God, as Bishop Henderson used to say, help me, Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you. That's all prayer is talking to the Father. And we have that privilege since Jesus died on the cross. And that veil in the temple was rent in two, signifying that we have direct access to God through Jesus Christ. So, we just lift this up to prayer. And thank you for letting me ramble. And we pray that as a closing part of this segment is the Lord's Prayer together. Because the disciples wanted to know why Jesus was going off by himself. And he said, I'm talking to the Father. Can we talk to the Father? Yeah, Jesus said, here's a model prayer to use when you talk to the Father. But more importantly, open your heart. Pour out your heart to him. As Jesus said, to go into your prayer closet. Because if you can't be honest with God, who can you be honest with? Amen. Here's the prayer Jesus taught. Let us pray it together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, in the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. That's an important part. But, always like the buts, deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Pastor's Thoughts today. Have a wonderful day.